Inside Chicago Government. ChiGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Gloetz. Ben Jarofsky writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader. He's here with me today. What's up, Ben?
Not much.
Well, we'll see.
Okay,
we'll see what's
ask
up.
Away.
Today we're talking about your article that appeared in the Reader on September 26th, 2013, titled "Alderman Wants to Know Who Benefited from Charter School." That's in the print edition and online. It's titled "Who Got Into the UNO School?" The UNO School Built with Clout.
Yeah.
UNO stands for United Neighborhood Organization, the largest charter school operator in Chicago. And in this article, you write about the elementary school that UNO built a year ago near Fullerton and Narragansett in the 36th Ward. And you write about how 36th Ward Alderman Spezzato had compelled UNO to give preference to local applicants to the school.
That is correct, Senator.
Spezzato said in your article, quote, "Constituents told me they never got in to the school, even though they lived very close," unquote. Mm-hmm. So he's asked UNO to give him the addresses of school applicants so he could compare them to the addresses of the kids whom the school accepted.
Mm-hmm.
UNO has not cooperated. Pop quiz. Are charter school organizations subject to the state's Freedom of Information Act?
Yes, they are.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding.
And as you recall, when the great Mick Dumke and I wrote our expose about charter school finances, this is about 2 years ago, as I recall, we asked every single charter school in Chicago, I think it was every single one, to show us their budgets because they weren't online in those days. And UNO responded with a letter from one of their lawyers, boy, were they arrogant in these days, claiming they are not obligated to follow the rules of the the state law on this because they are, in fact, a private school, even though they get public money. So shortly after that, there was a memorandum sent by some lawyer for CPS law department saying, yes, just want you to know you are obligated to respond to these Freedom of Information requests.
In fact, there's a specific ruling by the state attorney general in this regard.
I did not know that. Regarding UNO?
Regarding charter schools.
Oh, charter schools.
Yeah.
In general, yes.
Just for our listeners' benefit, the Freedom of Information Act requires public bodies to respond to any request for information for documents that are public record within 5 business days.
That is correct.
And anyone can make that request.
Anybody
to a public
can
body.
Make that request, and most likely you will be ignored since we're not very vigilant about enforcing the law.
Shouldn't Alderman Spezzato just FOIA UNO for the application information?
Well, see, now that's, I was just about to say, I don't know if that information is subject to FOIA. Look, you and I have discussed FOIA in the past.
You're not a big FOIA
fan. I'm not a FOIA fan. I think it's a ruse. It's a way to prevent people from getting access to information. Basically, they make you beg for information that they should supply to you anyway. And then when you really want to get at the heart of something, for instance, like the gentleman who wanted to know what documentation the city had for justifying its longer school day, they come up with all sorts of bizarre excuses or reasons why they don't have to give that to you.
Do you know what ever happened with that?
Last I heard, the state said, in one of the worst rulings I've ever seen, just proving my point, the state essentially said the city doesn't have to show them the information because that's just the way it is.
Did he appeal?
I don't know who you'd appeal to. He
the
didn't
state
take
Supreme
it to court.
Court.
No, he didn't. I think he just had pretty much given up on it and was just sort of writing letters to Attorney General Lisa Madigan. In the long shot, hope. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm shocked. We're not complying with the Freedom of Information Law. Freedom of Information Law is a joke, like everything else in this system, David.
And the city of Chicago adopted a practice under Mayor Daley to put all Freedom of Information Act requests to the city online. It logs them so everyone can see everyone else's
requests. Right. But they don't put the actual documents online. They just put the request to see the documents. So stupid.
On September 13th, which was Friday the 13th, UNO Board Chairman Martin Cabrera Jr. resigned after serving only 3.5 months on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Cabrera told the Chicago Sun-Times that he resigned, quote, because of a difference of philosophy and mission, unquote.
Yeah, they were discussing Descartes. And, you know, Rangel had one view and Cabrera had another.
Cabrera is more of a pragmatist.
Yeah. Let's discuss the French Revolution.
So after UNO's contracting scandal that you mentioned in your article,
yes,
Governor Quinn suspended the state's charter school funding to UNO in response, UNA appointed Cabrera as board chair to show that it was, you know, right. reforming. Mm-hmm. So then Quinn reinstated UNO's funding, and he cited Cabrera's appointment mm-hmm. by UNO as an important reform step. So now that Cabrera's gone,
very well done, Dave.
Who's acting as the reform cop?
No. Mayor UNO. Rob, Mr. Reformer. What a ruse the whole thing was.
So they got the money and he ran.
Yes. Yes, they got the money. He was the front that put the happy face on it, and then he left. I don't know why he left. The people at UNO don't speak to me. Big surprise there. In the old days, Rangel Wood, those were the glory days when he was feeling it.
When was the last time he talked to you?
I believe it's when the aforementioned Mr. Dumpke and I had our tour of UNO, which was a grand
time. Oh, right.
Time.
That was very indulgent. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, he was really feeling it back then. I can't remember when that was.
That was about 2 years ago, I want
it
to say.
It was 2 years ago, yeah. We got a tour of the high school he built on the southwest side where it's a soccer academy. And then we had lunch together.
Wait, he wouldn't talk to you after that article came out?
No, he hasn't talked to me since then. And I've had several reasons to call him. I reached out directly to him in this case because this story is very interesting because Spezzato was getting at the heart of unexposed part of the whole charter school operation. That's admissions. You know, we've dragged charters into the light a bit. You know, they have it both ways. On one hand, they're publicly funded, but on the other hand, they contend that their mission is so important that the normal rules and regulations that most schools must abide by don't apply to them. For instance, freedom of information rules, public documentation of salaries and budgets. Bit by bit, they're slowly catching up in terms of public transparency.
Under mayor transparency.
But one area that they really haven't shed any light on is admissions. Charter schools are publicly funded schools that brag about how they're open to anybody. Anybody can go to a charter school. They take all comers. All you have to do is apply. And if more people apply than slots are available, they have a lottery. Well, the lottery is controlled by the charter school. I did not realize this until I did this story. I don't doubt anybody's integrity in the city of Chicago.
You had assumed that CPS ran the lottery?
I hadn't even thought about it, to tell you the truth. But yeah, if you had asked me 2 weeks ago who ran the lottery, I'd have said, oh, CPS or the state. But no, each school runs its own lottery. And so that's why Spezzato wants to see the information. And my guess is UNO is stalling on giving him the information he wants because it will show how UNO goes about its business of bringing in its students. And I think it's very selective recruiting, where they recruit the type of student in general, followed up by a very selective lottery, which is not as free and open as they claim it is. So
it might be gaming the lottery.
Yeah, I don't know why we'd be shocked or surprised that in the city of Chicago, I mean, this is the most clouded operation in the school system right now. They're sort of like a wholly owned subsidiary of Madigan, Burke, Daly, and Emanuel.
It would be a big deal if they were gaming the lottery and it came out.
Well, you look at their number. I mean, if you go to their website, they say, we are a Hispanic school or a Latino school. This is our constituency, which I find bizarre in and of itself. I mean, I don't know if a public school can make that claim, like we're dedicated to one ethnicity. They're moving into neighborhoods that are not just exclusively Hispanic. They're moving into Rogers Park. That's not exclusively Hispanic. They moved into Galewood. That's not exclusively Hispanic. I think UNO has some accounting to do for in this front. And once again, they're embarrassing all the other charter schools who want to pretend that it's all legit. You know, I just am very skeptical about charter schools in Chicago, Dave, as you know, because I don't know why anyone would believe a clouded system that's in the weeds in a city like Chicago, you know, would be playing by all the rules.
Chicago Public Schools and the Chicago Board of Education officials have said that Chicago Public Schools has gone heavily into implementing charter schools because parents want school choice.
Oh, then it must be true.
What do you think of that?
I think that there's a grain of truth that parents want choices, but I don't think that the charter movement is responding to like a market-driven demand for schools that pay their teachers less and don't allow them to unionize and fire them whenever they want to and have selective enrollment procedures that aren't controlled by public process and claim they don't have to abide by the Freedom of Information request. I don't think you would find many people who would want to sign on to that. So I think that it's a very cynical exploitation of some real problems in Chicago in finding a decent school to send your child to. They've used that problem to create this shadow system of education that's really beholden to no public scrutiny or lesser public scrutiny. So it's like a private operation, and it's depleting the resources that the other schools have, which makes those other schools further inadequate in so many ways, overcrowded, not enough supplies, not enough facilities.
It sort of stacks the choice.
Yes, it stacks the choice. And they distort the choice thing. What was the last number they threw out? The Tribune always...
19,000?
Was it 19,000?
Is that the number you're thinking about?
Yeah, it's some like incredibly inflated, unprovable number that they pulled out of the air.
This is the number that some people are bandying about, saying this is the unmet demand of applications for charter schools.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to see the list, okay? I mean, that's number one. And number two, if it's anything like the magnet school lottery, which is controlled by CPS... you, as a parent, can apply to many different schools. So if you contend that there's 19,000 people, it could be that there's really actually only 10,000 people on that list.
WBEZ did pretty good reporting on this, where they pretty much tore the number to shreds.
Yeah, which won't stop the charter school people from using it, or Mayor Rahm from using it, or the Chicago Tribune editorial board from using it. That's the other thing about the charter school movement. They don't seem to feel any compulsion to stick to facts. So we've discussed this. They claim they're doing better on test scores, which is such a trivial way to judge a school anyway. And then they're not. But they still we're doing better.
In fact, the reporting I've seen says that, to the contrary, charter schools are going with unfilled seats. So it's the opposite.
Well, to that point, thank you for bringing that up, the 19,000 waiting list. When the teachers went on strike a year ago, about, my time flies, within a day or two, the executive director, the president of UNO, whatever his title is, Mr. Rangel, had a press conference with some charter school leaders saying, plenty of seats in our schools. Well, wait a minute. I thought there was 19,000 people waiting to get in. You're just opening it up. I mean, he was so clearly allowing himself to be used as a pawn in Mayor Emanuel's fight with the union, which is really what they are. They've been allowed themselves to use, and this is my biggest problem with the charter school operators. I'm sure I've said this before. There's some great, dedicated people who really want to change the world, to get involved with charter schools, but they're being used in this really insidious game to destroy public education and crush unions. They probably know that. They just either don't want to acknowledge it because they're gaming the system, or they're afraid they're going to lose their job, or they want to destroy the unions, etc. So they use the strike as a ploy to get people to fill the vacant seats.
Kind of tip their hand.
Yes, they did.
Well, that's all we've got time for. Ben, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
Listeners, if you'd like to make suggestions on future interviews, you can email us via contact@shigov.com. That's shigov.com. Or go to our website to learn how to subscribe to automatic downloads of interviews and written reports. I'm Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.